John Ashcroft has been touring the U.S. promoting a drop in the crime rate and defending the anti-terrorism provisions of the U.S. Patriot Act. Ashcroft says he wants federal prosecutors to do more to fight crime and terror by issuing against defendants the most serious and readily provable charges that are supported by the facts of a case, except in limited circumstances. Ashcroft says he's interested in equal justice across the nation.
And we believe that we can reduce crime by getting tough sentences and by making sure that individuals serve those sentences. It's important that the law, when it's broken in Milwaukee, be attended by the same consequences as it is when it's broken in Denver.
Ashcroft says he wants to reduce plea bargaining, except when defendants plead guilty and provide information about terrorist cells, drug networks, or crime syndicates. The American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin says it believes many federal prosecutors already push the toughest charges. ACLU Executive Director Chris Amity says the Attorney General may want readily provable cases, but asks to what extent will the feds go.
Well, is it readily provable if I put every FBI agent in the state on the case, or are there different ways to allocate our scarce resources in terms of law enforcement and prosecution?
Amity says Ashcroft is offering inflammatory rhetoric reminiscent of former Vice President Spiro Agnew. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.